Well, once again, time to catch up with our techspert, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. And Richard, we're nearly a week on now from the biggest online debacle this country has ever seen with the census. Did you manage to fill out your census or not last Tuesday night?
No, along with millions of Australians around there. And you know, I can't understand it, Laura, Leroy, because what they said was that 1 million people per hour could log on. So what happens was that everybody came home from work. Let's say 5 million people came home around Australia and it all crashed. At the moment, if you're still trying to do it online, if you use a VPN, which lots of businesses do, you can't actually fill it in online because they think you're coming from outside Australia. If you've also changed your DNS in your router to Google, which lots of people do, got to say it actually speeds up the internet, they think you're trying to avoid metadata as well. You won't be able to do your census online. So request a paper copy or do it on your phone.
The government was saying we were hacked. Do you believe that, Richard?
No, we were never hacked. And, you know, I literally said this on Tuesday morning that it was a case of the government saying the dog ate our homework. you know, it really was. So many people got online, it came up as what's called a false positive in there. In the monitoring software, they thought people were trying to take them down, so they pulled it all down. You know, it was absolute debacle.
Yeah, so from an organisation point of view, it was on them.
It was on them.
Yeah.
So we weren't hacked. I think we can all say that now because we heard it was the Chinese in the morning. Then by the next day, it was the Americans. So they've got no idea. But all the IT guys around the country are saying we weren't hacked.
Now, speaking of security concerns, for Android users, are they safe at the moment?
Well, there's a new piece of Android malware out called QuadRouter. And what QuadRouter
does... I beg your
does,
pardon?
Yes, I know. It means different over here than it does in the States. You know that, Leroy. QuadRouter affects Android phones with Qualcomm chips in them. So you've got to say, what are the three things I need to do to keep my Android phone safe? We're up to Android version 6 now, so you need a phone that keeps up with the updates. So Samsung, LG, and the Google phones keep up with the updates. If you get an update on your phone, do that update. If your phone doesn't ever receive updates because it's about 3-4 years old, got to let you know it's time for a new one. And I've actually had people go along and say, you know, you might as well put a hammer through it because it's that vulnerable out there. No more updates means you're vulnerable to the outside world. And make sure that you get all your apps from the Google Play Store.
Now, there's also been no more updates for quite a while now from Microsoft for the Windows XP. I can't believe that they still exist. The people still using them, are they?
They're still using them. And I actually saw a business today still running, and I literally walked, he called me up, walked in the door, and they're all dead. And he said, I need them brought back to life. And I said to him, I said, the rubbish bin is the best place for these. So if you're using XP in a business, it's going to fall over.
You've
got to let you know that. And you're going to get viruses, you're going to get malware. Windows Vista, you've got till April the next year. And because you're going to be in the same boat, software won't work. You're going to be open to infection. So Windows Vista, start planning now to make that transition over. And I'm talking probably the three people that are left on Windows Vista.
So pretty much, Richard, your advice today is update, 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 and especially if you've got Adobe Reader.
You've got to do it, because what happens if you get a suspicious email that comes into your Outlook and it's got a PDF attachment on there as well? If it's slightly suspicious, it knows that you're using... You know, the worst I've seen in the last couple of weeks is Adobe Reader 3, and we're already up to Adobe Reader 12. You know you're in a bad way, because it will take advantage of that and infect your computer. So update it. Don't ignore it.
All right. And finally, Richard, can you tell my listeners where you are right now?
I'm in the pub.
He's knocked off early.
I'll have a drink for you.
Well, that's our techspert working extremely hard today, Richard Pascoe. If you've got a question for him for next week, you can ask away on the Drive homepage. Head to lafm.com.au.